IVM. You are the most valuable investment you will ever make. Hi, I'm Zarina Poonawalla, your leadership coach, life coach, and emotional intelligence coach. You probably know me from the Empowering series, and this is my new show, The Life Manifesto with Zarina Poonawalla. I'm going to coach you to be the best version of yourselves. So get ready to create, attain, and manifest the life you've always desired and make it your reality. So I really hope that last week you did pay attention to some of the teachers and observed all the things that we talked about. Let's talk about a few of the other very important things that have taught me something in life. I'm going to start with everybody's favorite, because you're listening to it right now, podcasts. That's right. We talked about learning through the VARC model a couple of episodes ago, and podcasts around the world just make it so much easier for you to learn from other people's stories through conversations, thoughts, and experiences. It is absolutely unbelievable how the medium has taught millions across the globe. Similarly, audiobooks and videos, where you might learn something in a minute and you probably remember it forever. It works really well when I'm thinking about the VARC model and how any kind of audio-visual stimulation really teaches me something. Experiences. Is there anyone who never learned from their experiences? Well, if you haven't, then you either never experienced anything or you never were a good student. Think about that one. Experience taught me how to be mindful, how to stay grounded. Experience helped me gain wisdom, not knowledge. And I really appreciate experience as a teacher in my life. Coming to the next one, books. What can I say? Those who know me, they know I'm a bibliophile, and the minute I read a good book, I go around absolutely aggressively marketing it or sharing a snippet or two with whoever I cross paths with. Books are the greatest teachers, and for obvious reasons, because they are books, right? But no, that's not it for me. It's because books give you an insight into someone else's mind, their life, their journey. Whether it's fiction or non-fiction, it doesn't matter. You are subconsciously learning through someone's perspective on things. For example, Happy Money by Ken Honda. It makes me smile thinking about money. It makes me respect my money and love it too. And that too without sounding gluttonous or feeling like that. There's Why We Sleep by Matthew Walker. It's a book that literally made me sleep better with hard-hitting facts. The Four Agreements of Life by Don Miguel Ruiz. And I carry those around with me every single day. Even if it's simply Sherlock Holmes or Frankenstein, books are a window into another person's mind, and there is plenty to learn, only if you will, really. And the thing about books is, I often hear people saying, I don't like reading, you know, I don't enjoy reading, I find books boring. When you say that, you've already shut yourself to other people's journeys and perspectives and a simple world of imagination and reality that can teach you so much beyond horizon. So books have been one of my greatest teachers, for sure. Failures. You cannot have learned a single thing if you did not fail at something. Failure, rejection, what great teachers they are. One lesson failure teaches me repeatedly is never stop trying. And rejection, it always prepares me to be better. I don't take it personally. I just feel like rejection, a no, is a start to a better journey for me. Rejection is needed if I really want to grow. It is humbling sometimes, and it makes you realize if you are really somebody who internalizes your experience, then instead of just all that negative self-talk, look at failure and rejections as teachers and what you could have learned from them. Put on that failure like a badge of honor, learn from it, move on, and then you are going to feel your success is sweeter. That's how I feel about it. Change. Change is a beautiful teacher. It reminds you of your capabilities and the unbelievable power to adapt. Human beings have that, but they do not want to accept it. Change has taught me how to embrace my reality, how to own it, how to take responsibility of my life, how to make sure that I do accept the fact and adapt to the things that I cannot change and change the things that I can. Change has taught me how to embrace my reality, how to own everything that I do, and how to take responsibility of my life. It has taught me that no matter how challenging a situation is, or no matter how much I resist it, if I have to change, I have to change. If things around me change, I have to adapt to them. And so, change is a teacher that teaches you, literally, whether you want to learn or you don't. Lastly, judgment. Judgment taught me two things, two lessons that I will never, ever forget in my life. What other people think of me is not always who I am. It's also who they are. And two, I'm not that important for most people to be thinking of me. They might for entertainment per se, but then they will soon find someone else to judge. Judgment taught me that it wasn't people's thoughts that I needed to fear, just my own. Let me end this teacher special with a quote from Jackson Kidard. Anything that annoys you is teaching you patience. Anyone who abandons you is teaching you how to stand up on your own two feet. Anything that angers you is teaching you forgiveness and compassion. Anything that has power over you is teaching you how to take your power back. Anything you hate is teaching you unconditional love. Anything you fear is teaching you courage to overcome your fear. Anything you can't control is teaching you how to let go.
So, my precious people, if you enjoy listening to the Life Manifesto and manifesting your life and achieving your dreams, please go ahead and like and rate our podcast. You can also click on the notification bell to get to know as soon as our latest episode drops. Do subscribe to the Life Manifesto. It's going to help us go a long way and also reach out to like-minded people who want to truly manifest their lives and live the best version of themselves.
So, I hope you enjoyed the greatest teachers of my life, and maybe you take some of these teachings and use them in your life. Meanwhile, do what you love and do it often. And if you don't like something, go right ahead and change it. The power is within you.
Thank you for tuning in to The Life Manifesto with me, Zarina. If you find the show useful, then please share it with your friends, family, and co-workers. You never know. You may just help someone become the best version of themselves. And if you want to align your life with some signature masterclasses, certification courses, and live sessions with me, go check out and download my app, Life Manifesto with Zarina Poonawalla, available on Play Store or Apple Store. And if you have any suggestions or anything that you would like to share with me, get in touch with me on my social media handles. I am at Zarina Poonawalla on Instagram and LinkedIn, and at Zarina Speaks on Twitter. See you in the next episode.